Egypt's Christians keep hoping for freedom despite attacks. Americans are redefining the American dream. And Biblica takes vacation with a purpose to a whole new level. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Enraged Muslims betrayed the Christian hope for unity in several violent attacks last week in Egypt. Despite all this, Christians hope their fight for democracy will help ease tensions with Muslims. Paul Esterbrooks with Open Doors says others aren't so sure.
The church is, I think, far more optimistic about opportunities and a positive change in the future than we on the outside looking in.
Christians in Egypt have found some unity with Muslims as they protest government opposition, but Muslims will be the majority in the new regime. With the power shift, Muslims may be more likely to oppress the Christian minority.
They trust that minorities are going to be involved in any democratic constitution that will be established and be protected. However, there doesn't seem to be a history of protection of minorities in new democracies.
Esterbrooks tells us how you can help.
We need to pray that their optimism will be honored and that they will be able to have the freedom that they desire to share the gospel.
Next, the U.S. appears to be creating a new American dream. Researcher George Barna just released a book exploring what that might look like. In light of recent meltdowns, evangelist Sammy Tippett agrees with Barna's findings.
This economic condition that is taking place in America now is causing people to be much more disciplined in the way they approach life. However, it says that it has not poured over into the moral and spiritual application of that.
The good news? Conditions mirror that of the Great Prayer Revival of 1857. The bad news? It boils down to some straight talk about priorities, money, and the gospel.
I think part of the skepticism that has grown in America is because we talk about God doing something in us, but then that never gets out to helping people. And when we start reaching out, when God does such a deep work in us that it changes our lifestyles, we are able then to take that income that we have and help people with that.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As the Arab Spring continues to leave its mark on the history books of the Middle East and North Africa, Sat7 is praying God will leave his mark. As Sat7 continues broadcasting there, leaders suggest a renewed country begins with clear, renewed minds, which requires surrender to God. Their unique satellite television programming allows viewers to search their hearts, helping them figure out what God wants. Funding is needed to help keep their programming on the air. $300 pays for a half-hour program. Meanwhile, it hasn't been easy, but Mission Aviation Fellowship is celebrating a milestone. 50 years of ministry in the Democratic Republic of Congo. President of MAF John Boyd was just 11 years old when the ministry got started there. He says civil war and unrest has had its toll on the program.
We've had multiple evacuations, huge property damage over the years. But on and on and on, we have sought the guidance and the blessing of our Lord so that we could go back in.
They currently have bases in Kinshasa, Bunia, and Lubumbashi, where they deliver medicine, serve as an air ambulance, and also commercial aircraft for missionaries. Boyd tells us,
when you fly in a small aircraft into a remote jungle airstrip, and that's helping save the physical lives of people, sharing the love of Jesus that way, and then, of course, sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus, has a huge impact.
The work continues, but needs abound. Adopt a plane to help. It's cheaper than you might think. And Biblica is putting new meaning to the phrase vacation with a purpose. The shortage of Bibles in China is being answered by their Chinese tourist ministry. Biblica estimates that it can reach 30,000 tourists with the Chinese Contemporary Bible. It's in standard Mandarin, of which there are 873 million speakers. Pray for funding, resources, and safety for all who work in Biblica's Asia projects. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. Well, for a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.